And we're back. Last segment of Outside the Pizza Box. And feeling pretty good now, man. I let it out. Don't be too intrinsic and don't be too extrinsic, which is what I am. But feel free to talk to somebody. Let it out, man. There's people that care. If you're going through a rough time, I know sometimes it seems like nobody cares. And I actually felt like that for a minute. But that was just me being selfish. Truly was. I was like angry. I have no control over this. And you can't control life. You can only control what you do. And then you just try to set the best example. And I'm not saying I have been the best example for people to follow. But I think I'm doing all right now. I missed a lot of opportunities early in life. Okay, I took chances. And I didn't always win. Yeah, that's pretty much the way it is for a lot of people. You said somebody's on the line?
Yeah, we got Wisco Paul on the line.
Wisco Paul, she's a little late, buddy. Are you sleeping? Are you there, my friend?
Are you talking to Wisco?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. I don't know. We broke up or whatever. 1980. Anyway, the fastest hour on the radio, so I better make this quick. But as long as you guys are talking about climate, right now, I think it's 3/4 of the American West is in severe drought, and at this point, it's the worst in recorded history. So, at some point, the GOP has to take climate change seriously, because if they don't, this is going to affect everything on this planet, water, air, everything. So I just want your take on that. Do you think the GOP will ever get on board that climate change is real? It's a box. And you have a great day, by the way. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, man. The short answer to that is no. And then I can explain to you, because you and I have been watching for how many years now, that they are willing to sacrifice the future of their own children to enjoy whatever kind of leisure and privilege and luxury that they're getting. And I'll give you an example. Representative Dietrich is just, I can't believe, she had a daughter that was arrested with over a pound of weed and carts, THC carts, and, okay, that's fine. But the gal was waving guns at people while driving down the highway. And when I listened to someone like her come to the legislation and just sign on to things, like I think she was one that signed on to the transgender, really? Don't you have enough problems at home with your own daughter? And I'm going to tell you, I can accuse people of not caring about their children when I watch them in legislation. If that was one of my children, I might just step down and say, look, I got some real, and we've seen people do that. There's some real issues in my family. Lots of times it's when they're, no, that's the one where they say, I want to spend more time with my family.
Yeah.
It's the one where they say, look, my family's got some serious issues, and I'm going to step down and take care of my family. Okay, that's totally different than saying I want to spend more time with my family. No, I want to spend more time with my family. I'm not so sure that a lot of these legislators' children and grandchildren, and I can, just point out to Rudy Giuliani's daughter. I mean, she knows what he is. And we need more people to stand up, okay? If you don't like what your mom or dad are doing and you're somebody that's like an adult and can maybe affect that, then do something about it. Certainly don't be like them, but, let them know that, maybe I just don't need to come around so much since you have these, qualities that are just so bad, hating people and being racist and sexist. I mean, we can go on and on. Every show could be about this, right? And I guess every show is going to be.
There's a lot to talk about, but going back to what Wisco said, I got one scenario for you where the GOP gets on board for climate change. When the big money from big oil and stuff dries up, then if there's money there, then they'll be on board.
That's that the entire planet is going to dry up before that even happens.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. it's been several years now where I've been saying, we're doomed. I mean, it's like every 6 months, something else happens, we're doomed. And then all the violence, and then the pandemic, and then more violence and more poverty and more climate disaster heading our way, man. Yeah, the West Coast, I wouldn't want to be there. There's going to be another really bad fire this year. Really bad. I mean, they always have fires, right? Wisconsin always has some forest fires. But right now, we're getting back to where we, over the normal, over a 30-year period, this would be more of a normal type spring where we weren't that wet. And now we're getting into where the spring was too dry. And now summer's coming, and the temperatures are already increasing in the 90s. Thank God the humidity isn't so great yet and that there's a breeze. But the real reason I get so upset about climate change is because trees are what combat that. And as long as we keep removing them because they're in the way or because you want to build another, there's things we can build without. They're using recycled plastic and steel to build houses now. And they're like more fire resistant too. I don't know what to say, man. You're right. When will it? I don't think these people really care. I think what's happening here is the people that are being elected, and if you haven't noticed, they don't represent hardly any of us, right? That's what the problem is. We're allowing legislators that don't give a hill of beans about you, your family, or even their own families. These are selfish people. I've watched it long enough to know how to read people's personalities and how to understand. And if you can't understand that, you need to get out more often. You need to get out and watch these people. I'm ready to take it to them, man. We're going to prop up the pizza boxes. I'm trying to get a hold of my friend that has my pizza boxes in storage, and I'm going to bring them back. And then I'm going to make some new ones for some of you new legislators that I didn't get to tag during the Walker years. But it's now the Evers years. I'd like to see what the chief of police does to me now if I go in there protesting every day at noon if I want, or all day just sitting in the middle of the rotunda with my signs up like I used to do. I'm going to do it again. It seemed to at least make them walk around it, because nobody likes to see their name, you know, and their actions called out in public. But I'm going to do it. And I hope more people are willing to come and confront people. I think we need to go to the houses of Joe Manchin and Sinema and just let them know that, you know what, Joe, I don't really care what you think or what you're doing. We didn't elect people to dictate to us what they think. You were elected to represent what we want, need, and have asked for. And Manchin's just blocking it. Here's what's going to happen, folks. If you don't do something about the Democratic centrist senators, and there's more than just two, there's a good 10 of them that are just Republican, man. Call it straight out. Their policies, they don't vote with the Republicans, but they certainly don't vote with progressives that are trying to get policy moved through the Congress and the Senate. How many times are we going to see a Democratic president with the opportunity to change this country, and a few senators decide, nah, that's, you know, we want to reach across the aisle? I call him Joe Clanchin. I'm serious, man. The dude's racist as hell. There's no way he could be supporting his position without being a racist. Oh, you don't think you are? Well, you're standing with him? Really? Out there in West Virginia. I'm pretty sure that's one of the most racist states, right? Oh, yeah. I know people from West Virginia. It's pretty white there. But the problem is that a lot of white people are poorer than the black people they hate. They got nothing. We know this. It's sick. And I don't despise those people. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for them. They've been denied because of horrible legislation and leadership from day one in this country. Just awful. 2 minutes left in this show. Anybody wants to call, you better hurry. But it is 844-967-2789. And I'm on the mission, man. I totally am on this mission. Anybody that wants to be a part of it, feel free to, you can't really contact me on Facebook yet. But I'm going to move some of these things to the forefront. I want to get the information out to people. I don't want it to be about Trump. I don't want it to be about Biden. I want it to be about us. I don't want Republican, Democrat, anything, man. I want the human race to come together and decide, hey, just like in these movies where we're being attacked by all these places and this outer space stuff, man, knock it off, okay? Only movies. I really don't spend a whole lot of my time looking up in the sky and worrying if somebody's going to drop one on me. I got people in my own neighborhood, my own state, that are willing to drop something on me. I'd have to worry about that. I have to worry more about driving my car, going places, than I do ever any of the things that these people fear. And I don't know what it's going to take. I really don't. It's been a really long year that we got through, but COVID's not over. I'm wearing my mask every time I go into a store, every time I go anywhere. People are looking at me kind of funny, but I don't care, man. Look at me funny. I am different than a lot of you. I'm glad I'm different than a lot of you. And I really care about this place, and I really care about Wisconsin. We're going to take this place back, man. But I need help. And people got to stand up. It takes sacrifices for freedom, right? Freedom isn't free. Well, it's not a monetary thing. It's about what you can put into it. How much of your soul, how much of your brain, and do you want to put into this to make it a better place for your grandkids? I'm out, man. See you next week.